have on the show today the return of Academy Award winning actor Tom Hanks. How about that, right?
There we go.
Everybody loves that. You know, well, I'm pretty psyched about it. It's been a while since we've seen Tom here. He's become an interesting sort of friend of the show. So I am a little curious as to where he is. We are on a schedule here.
Yeah, he should be here.
He is late at the moment.
I don't see anybody around here, though.
Yeah, me neither. I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just kind of me. I'm one of those people that if somebody's not right there.
And he's a good guy. He's normally on time.
Oh, wait.
It's not like...
Wait, hold on.
What is that you got there?
Yeah, wait. I'm getting a phone call. Oh, this is him. Okay, hold on.
He's calling you?
Yeah. Hello?
Let me permit to do the work.
Hello? Hello, Tom.
Had a check. Something you in New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, hey. How you doing? We're all sitting here in the studio. We're waiting for you.
I got some good news and I got some bad news, Derek Badacek.
Oh, Tom Hanks, good news and bad news. I don't like this.
What would you like to hear first?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me the bad news first?
All right, the bad news is that I'm not going to be able to make it over there today. I had a problem with my wife, Freedom. She had to actually go to the vet. We had therapy, had a little bit of a cold. But I was actually going to come by today to pick up that Underwood. Typewriter, but...
Oh, the antique typewriter.
I am going to pick it up, but I have my good friend Morgan Freeman actually come into your studio, right now.
What?
In my stead.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. You may know him in such movies as Shawshank Redemption Batman.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
Like
what was the second film?
Pac-Man?
Well, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom. I've seen the movie, Tom. Listen, Tom, I just want to say that we're a little upset that you can't make it. I mean, we were looking forward to having you in here again, especially after...
I got a new movie coming out in October. It's called Captain Phillips, where I play Captain Richard Phillips. It's based on a true story of the 2009 Somali hijacking of the U.S. flagged Alabama. It's the first American cargo ship to be hijacked.
That's the one that's based on the true story, huh?
It's based on the true story of the 2009 Somali hijacking of the U.S. flagged Alabama.
Yeah, Tom.
Cargo ship to be hijacked in over 200 years.
Tom, yes. Yeah, Tom. Well, the thing is, we were kind of looking forward to having you. I mean, especially after how crazy things got last time.
Let me tell you, I remember that last time. I'll tell you what, when Phil permanently left the show.
Oh, right, Phil. Remember when you permanently left the show?
Yeah, I mean, how could I forget it? Seriously.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you never returned ever again.
Nope.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Well, let me tell you, it was a sad day on the earth. So still to leave that show, he does such a good job producing, here's my thing, if you can give Morgan the typewriter, he might be even have to answer some questions, do a little show for you guys, if you fellas up there in Ewing, New Jersey. I know you may have hit some traffic on Rodeo Drive.
So he just left L.A.?
I'm sorry?
He just left L.A.?
What?
I'm saying if he's going to hit a little traffic on Rodeo Drive, it might take him 20 minutes to get out here to Ewing, New Jersey.
He hit all the lights. That's the problem. He took away the lights. I keep telling him, Morgan, you got to take the highway. He's like, I don't want to take the highway. I like being with the people,
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll definitely wait for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not a big deal, Derek. I mean, come on. He's just like me, a regular Joe Schmo.
Well, I know, but at the same time, we're very excited to have Morgan Freeman. We're almost as excited as we were when we got you on the first time, and then that whole situation went south.
I'm an Academy Award-winning actor. I won 3 Oscars.
You won 2 Oscars. Okay.
My wife, Rita Wilson. Wilson!
Well, apparently Morgan Freeman's on the way.
That's so exciting.
Right? That's kind of cool, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You know, I can't believe this. I mean, now, Morgan Freeman is apparently on his way. He just hit some traffic on Rodeo Drive.
Mm, it's bad traffic there.
Bad traffic over there on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. Okay,
someone's at the door.
All right, we have somebody here. Is it who we think it is? Let's see. All right, and we're opening the door here. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Derek.
Morgan Freeman.
Are you Derek Balachek?
I am.
Phil Allen.
Yeah.
Yes, Trophy Shiner, badass. Well, next door.
Oh my God, he's a fan of the show.
That is actually the coolest thing.
I'm actually, hate to burst your bubble, but Mr. Tom Hanks told me that, you would be wanting me to say that.
That is the coolest thing. This is the best experience of my entire life.
And you know, Mr. Hanks, he's everywhere you, want to be.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Wow.
I'm sorry, wait. What'd you say? Tom Hanks is everywhere you want to be.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
I know. This is amazing.
Morgan Freeman just said I was Trophy Shining Extraordinaire.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's okay.
No need to cry, it's Phil. Okay. You haven't, given me a reason to make you cry.
Well, it's not every day you get threatened by Morgan Freeman.
No.
So.
Now you see me. New movie of mine. It's about an FBI agent and an Interpol detective track down a team of illusionists who, they pull off bank heists during their performances, and they reward their audiences with money.
Well, let me tell you something real fast. Mr. Freeman, we actually have a segment we're going to do for that later, but right now there's something that we absolutely need you to do, okay?
That's why I'm here, to pick up Tom's Underwood typewriter.
I'm going to go ahead and just slide something over here.
I thought I was here to pick up a typewriter.
Mr. Freeman, we're going to give you the typewriter.
And there was a bronze bust, which is more than 100 years old. It's said to have shed tears on the day that the atomic bomb was dropped on, Hiroshima.
Right, and also, what we need you to do is
wobbled, yawned, and hovered overhead, making no sound whatsoever. It was afraid, it was going to crush him.
Wow, I was really...
And then it abruptly
breathtaking.
Flew off.
I know, I was hanging on your last word there. Thank you.
Thank you.
How do you do that? How do you make anything sound amazing?
You make it sound like it's earth-shattering.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, gentlemen. It was a long time ago, my good friend Andy Dufresne and I, we discussed... The possibilities of auroras, or are they? The arch is a rare form of the aurora borealis, the original view from Gulliford, England, if you remember, on October 24th, 1870.
What?
If we remember that?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds amazing.
I know, I can't stop listening. That's the weird thing, whatever you're saying.
I don't care what you're talking about. Right. I want to hear more.
But no, wait. Before we do that, there is one thing that I just need you to say.
I know what the one thing is. It's the white spot on Jupiter. It appeared to project above the edge of the planet as the cloud's swift rotation carried it, around.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Again. Wow,
I know. It's like, I feel like I'm talking to the universe as one thing.
Yes.
And the universe is, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, describing things about itself.
Yeah.
It's describing it, not unlike my movie coming out. It's about an FBI agent and an Interpol detective who track down a team of illusionists who pull off bank heists during their performance and reward their audiences with, money. It's called Now You See Me.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does. I'm definitely going to see it.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson's in that too.
It was very 40 to 60 fireballs.
Okay, there's just one thing that I really need you to say. All right, this has become a bit of a catchphrase.
Is this about the sand needles?
No, it's not about the...
What?
Because they fell in an area of about one-third of an acre on held in the suburban of Sunderland, England. There was heavy rain, and the fish were not only dead, but stiff and hard when they were
not only honored to be in his presence, but also to be educated by him about the sand eels in England or whatever. But
everything he says is magic.
I know.
It's gold.
And it's all important somehow.
It is.
You make everything sound important. I need you to make this one thing sound important. I'm going to slide it your way right now. But could you please just say this one thing for me?
This is a script.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not a big deal. I can say this for you.
Okay. Hold on.
This is a big moment.
This is a big moment.
Normally in the film industry, we say, action.
Okay, all right.
And it's everywhere you want to be.
All right.
That's how it's done.
Are you ready,
Hollywood.
Mr. Freeman?
Well,
yes.
Okay. Are you ready, Phil? I don't think I've ever been more ready for anything in my entire life.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Action.
I'll shine your trophies. Woo. Well, Whoa.
Oh my God, yes! Oh!
Can I have the typewriter now?
Yes, we're going to give you the typewriter, but you gotta just bear with us a few seconds here, Mr. Freeman. Oh my God,
no problem.
If I could lean into the back seat, I would kiss you right now. Thank you so much.
I feel like my soul just got bathed in light.
Would say, thank God for small, well, miracles.
Yes.
He does say that. That's...
He does actually say
that. Well, thank you.
I don't know what it means, but all right. That was, oh my God, that was great. Oh, so Mr. Freeman, we have you here on Breaking Bad a Check, which has become, like, I think the highest profile podcast produced in a car in all of Ewing, New Jersey, with your appearance here.
Well, these perfumes are various kinds. There's rose, sandalwood, verbena being, well, my favorites. Any sweet scented flowers in the room, their perfume is extracted, and there is notably the case in the country. We've noticed in such cases that the presence of a particular flower in the, well, room would determine the...
You okay?
Well, prominent spirit odor. Thank you.
No, thank you for all of that information. I don't know what any of it means, but...
Michael Caine has the secrets.
Michael Caine?
And the, well, code.
Oh my God, can you imagine if we can get Michael Caine on the show?
Won't get him. He's the hardest working man in America and, well, abroad. And also England.
He's the hardest working man in America and abroad and England.
Well, sometimes he plays abroad.
Well, sometimes he plays abroad in England.
Yes.
Oh, okay, of course. Why could I forget that?
Well,
there are...
I like wrestling.
Yes, that's what I was about. I know. I mean, we've talked about how you're a closeted wrestling fan.
Yes, I am.
And nobody knows this.
I like the hookah hookah Jimmy.
The hookah hookah Jimmy.
Well, that's what I like to yell. Nobody ever hears me because of my Sonstiangle sound.
Yes. Okay. Well, are there any particular wrestlers that you enjoy more than others? Maybe.
Well, yes. My favorite wrestler is Cloyce Warren. One of several people he had seen the White River Monster as it surfaced was able to take a photograph just before it, well, submerged.
You know what? We were wondering if you would actually do something for us. This is something I've always wanted to do. Is there any chance you can cue up on the studio radio here that song that entrance theme that we really like?
Oh yeah, yep.
The
absolutely.
World's strongest man here.
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Oh, strongest man, Mark Henry.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Very good. There you go.
I actually wrote his theme song.
Oh, did you?
Well, I didn't write it.
Yeah.
You didn't write it.
Here it is. Here it is.
Do you mind if I indulge myself in this song?
Please do.
Here I go. Somebody's gonna get their ass kicked. Somebody's gonna get their wig split. Somebody's gonna get their ass kicked. Somebody's gonna get their wig, well, split. Beat him up, break his neck, break his neck. Beat him up, break his neck, break his, well, neck. Beat him up, break his neck, break his neck. Beat him up, break his neck, break his, well, neck.
That was awesome.
That was the amazing thing I've ever seen.
I am a professional and I'm everywhere you want to, well, be.
You did it again. Oh man.
That's why I get paid.
Brilliant.
The money I get paid.
Yeah, you were just
typewriter now.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just put let's table the typewriter, okay? We're having a little too much fun.
You're a legend.
Fun. Well, thank you very much. The 7th Cavalry Regiment, about 600 strong, were assigned in mid-May 1876 to join an expedition against the Sioux Indians in what is now southeastern, well, Montana.
That is so true. Now,
wow.
I'm just blown away by this star power.
I mean,
this amazing acting ability all in your... It's mostly
well, the
in
acting
your
ability
reports.
Came in very handy with my new movie, Now You See Me. It's based on an FBI agent and an Interpol detective track down a team of illusionists who pull off bank heists during their performance and reward their audiences with the, well, money.
Yes, that does sound great. We have a segment for that later. We're not finished with...
Are you familiar with the Trade Association?
The Trade Association?
I had a cocktail party at the Chicago Sheridan Hotel on May 15th, 1970.
Listen up there, this is important.
I know.
About 63 years old, both of them.
Both of them?
They were, yes, solid, well, citizens. Respectively, a bookkeeper and a credit investigator with a comfortable home in suburban Arlington Heights.
Well, you know...
There was an artist composite drawing of him.
More?
There is.
On a Boeing 720. 27, over Washington State, 1971.
Hmm. Yes, indeed.
I feel like I'm a little kid, like story time.
I feel like I'm in history class, but except instead of being taught by a teacher, I'm getting taught by Morgan freaking Freeman.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
But, you know what I've noticed about you, Derek? Well, Malachek.
Yes, Morgan, well, Freeman?
You want to be able to turn your head.
Yes, I would like to be able to turn my head.
Because I think base jumping for a millionaire playboy, well, like you, comes in handy.
Well,
Phil, are you glad to have your tumbler?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Batman.
Do you think this would do fine against dogs?
Well, it'll work against cats.
I just felt like I needed to ask that question. I don't know
why. I get asked that all the time.
Okay, well.
I've got time for it now.
Yeah. You know, I've actually been very interested to get your feelings on the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves came out some, 20 years ago now.
I played a Moor.
Yes. You definitely played a Moor.
With a character by the name of James, well, Little. He was big.
Yes, he was big, but it was...
How ironic.
Yeah, I know. See, in real life, he was really very big, so that's his name fooled people. But my...
He would walk around the set saying, beat him up, break his neck. And he was talking about, well, Kevin Costner.
Oh, did he not get...
Who now plays Clark Kent's dad in the new movie Man of, well, Steel.
Kevin Costner's doing that?
Yes.
Oh. I could have sworn that was Russell. Oh, wait, Hollywood Russell Crowe's probably Jor-El.
Russell the Crowe is going to be Kal-El's dad, Jor-El.
Russell the Crowe, huh?
That's what we call him. He's going to be playing Jor-El.
What was it like with Kevin Costner on the set back then? I mean,
very exciting. We had Alan Rickman on the movie.
Alan Rickman, yeah, I do remember that. My question, I want to know how you feel about all this, because there's a reason I brought up that old movie, is that I remember it didn't really do well critically, but I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid, and I don't know why, and I think the reason was I happen to love your character of the Moor.
Thank you very much.
And I was wondering...
I really appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I was wondering how you feel about your performance in that and how certain movies in general, as a macro concept, if they don't really do well, what do you take out of it if you're in it?
Like, how do you feel? Well, he's thought to have been murdered in a power struggle within the Union.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Who? Kevin Costner?
No, Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa.
He vanished in 1975. Right after he was photographed at the Teamsters Union Convention in Miami. Well, Miami.
Yes, indeed. Well, here's my well question, is that
why now... Why do you keep saying well?
You know, I don't know.
I've noticed that about you, the way you talk.
You noticed that about me, huh?
Well, it's about world wounds and water spouts.
Oh. Well, you know, sometimes I guess that happens. Water spouts and saying well a bunch.
At 10 o'clock, the sun lifted, and from my window, I saw a large number of Malaysians and Chinese filling baskets with fishes, which they picked up in the wells of rainwater, which cover the well ground.
I think I'm going to try to get a well count on this episode. What do you think there, Phil? We'll see what we can do.
How many could it possibly be?
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Freeman.
God, I can't believe you're on the show.
I know.
So amazing.
Thank you very, very much. Is there anything you'd like to ask me about my films before I take my typewriter?
This is actually what we're going to do, all right? We're going to do a little segment we do, and we're going to talk about your upcoming film.
Upcoming film, Now You See Me.
Yes, yes.
About an FBI agent and Interpol detective track a team of illusionists who pull off mankind's string their performances and reward their audiences with the, well, money.
All right. Everything you just said, remember it for our next segment, plugs.
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Give me plugs, breaking Battachek plugs.
Okay. Mr. Freeman.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I have a new movie coming out. It's called Rorschach. And basically, the Rorschach is about a watermelon-eating fool. He lives up on a hill all by himself with nothing but a watermelon, a shed, and a lowly barely working well air conditioner.
See, the entire episode, and then as soon as we get to the segment, all right, whatever, listen.
Space is closed. The only thing missing was...
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Where is he coming up with this?
Did you notice that, like, the entire episode, he was just going to, like, some sort of weird soliloquy to himself?
I don't know. He just starts talking.
I know. I don't understand it.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Yeah, it does, but now that I'm actually listening to it, I have no idea what he's actually saying.
Hold on, it's getting louder. What is he saying?
More and more rapidly, less flashing and changing color.
Morgan?
Listen slightly to
Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Freeman.
I'm on the phone right now. Just give me 1 second.
Okay, he's on the phone.
So Dr. Fosgate's had a physical examination given 4 months later. Revealed the 2 scars on Villa Bone's chin.
Okay, who could he possibly be talking to on the phone that needs to hear all this?
Thank you very much. Oh, yes, Mom.
Okay. It's Mom. Okay.
Yes, of course. Who's that?
My mom.
Oh, okay.
She is still alive. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I keep screaming, I don't believe it, this is ridiculous. And she herself did not see the descent of her own, well, humanoid figure.
Well, Mr. Freeman, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Outside of the car, you can walk about 10 paces down away from the studio, okay? And your typewriter will be right there.
Well, it's not my typewriter.
Yes, Mr. Tanks is, Mr. Tanks.
No, it's Mr. Hanks, it's T. Hanks. T. Some Hanks, people say yes. Mr. Tanks is... I am not one that subscribes to that one as far as the pronunciation, but I do have a fiery blessing every, for 7 years, every Winston Hanks.
All right.
For 7 years, the Venerable Rosa Marie.
We'd like to thank Morgan Freeman for kind of being here today.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody out there, we will see you next time.
And well,
we're making moves
more occasions
here on Breaking Bad at Jack.
Mortified ascent.